Hello everyone, this is Rabbi Shaul Engelsberg leaving an Erev Shabbos, Tazria Mitzora, Tavshin Pei message. Today is April 23rd, 2020, and of course Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. I wanted to share with you a Maise Shahaya, a story that happened to me in an unnamed city many years ago. I walked into shul for Mincha Ma'ariv, and this is a shul I frequented from time to time, and I saw an older gentleman. At the time I was in my 30s, and this man was probably in his 80s, so he was 50 years my senior, and he was quite upset and agitated. Something of his had been moved, someone took it without permission, he didn't know where it went, and he was quite upset. And since I knew him a little bit, I thought I can maybe, I don't know how smart it was of me, but I thought maybe I could calm him down. Maybe I can get him to think about the situation a little differently. So I said to him with a smile, you know, what a great opportunity. You could be Danes Chavero, Lechav Schus. You could judge whoever it is that took your item favorably. And he didn't calm down at all. He waved his hand at me in dismissiveness and said, go on. He said, I'm too old for that. That is story number one. Contrast that with a story that I read in my Rebbe's Sefer. Rabbi Frand has many Sfarim. One of them is called Rabbi Frand in Print. And he writes the story there. After World War II, there was a very beautiful Shas that was published for the first time called the Schulzinger Shas. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he bought one of the first editions of this beautiful new Shas. Now, Rav Moshe used to write in the margins of his Gemara, so on his desk he had a fountain pen with an inkwell back to the days before I was a kid even. We're talking about the 1950s. And when Rav Moshe was called out of the room in the middle of Shir, one of the Talmidim came over to look at the beautiful new Gemara, and all of a sudden, to his horror, he knocked over the ink bottle, and he spilled the ink all over the entire page. And Rav Moshe walked back into the room. The Talmud was horrified. He thought he'd be reprimanded and that Rav Moshe would get upset. Rav Moshe looked down at the Gemara and he said, doesn't the Gemara look beautiful in blue? What's the difference? What's the difference between Rav Moshe's reaction where someone ruined his brand new, beautiful new Gemara that he waited so long to get, and this gentleman who was so upset, and that, you know, even though he had a mitzvah d'oraisa available for him to enjoy, danes chaver l'chav schus, he was too upset, and he said, oh, go on, I'm too old for that. And I think the difference is that Rav Moshe spent a lifetime working on his midos. In Rabbi Franz Sefer, he writes that whenever Rav Moshe was asked about this incident, he used to explain, and I quote Rav Moshe's quote that's in the book. Rav Moshe said, quote, it took me years to learn how to do that. You don't think I had a temper? But I worked on myself constantly, and I learned how to control my temper, end quote. Again, Rav Moshe said, it took me years to learn how to do that. So isn't it sad if a person turns 80, we had so many years to work on their midos to become the best version of themselves possible, And he feels, I'm too old for that. I can't work on my midos tovos. I'm too old. And Rav Moshe, who mastered the midah of patience and kindness and not getting angry, because as he reported about himself, he had a temper. He had a temper. You think I didn't have a temper? He said, but it took me years to learn how to do that. So this is the tkufa. This is a time of Sfiras HaOmer, where every single one of us is striving to become the best version of ourselves, to work really hard. It's a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating the world with Midas HaDin. It's a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating Klal Yisrael with Midas HaDin. And every single one of us is doing our part to try our best in little baby steps to move forward, to become our very best self. This is a time of Sfira, a time where many of us are getting to spend a lot of time in our homes, a lot of time that we have to think about where we're holding, what we want, our values. And this is the incredible time of Matan Torah. We're headed to it. 2 weeks are behind us. 5 weeks are ahead of us, and every single one of us is going to do our best to become the best version of ourselves possible. Mrs. Berkowitz asked me if I would start giving a chabura, and I look forward to doing exactly that on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. I don't know exactly how you sign up, but I'm sure the information will be forthcoming. And I look forward to work on inyanim of character development, to try to be as inspirational as possible, where we all look to see areas where we can look within, areas where we can be inspired to grow, to take on life and the challenges in a way that we can truly become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more davuk to Him, and be much more ready and receptive to Matan Torah, to Kedusha, to the highest ideal. So I wish you a guten Chodesh, Chodesh Tov, a wonderful Shabbos, and look forward to the Chabura next Tuesday night.